Yeah, we're facing around 56 degrees as we're really close to the lake, so you get that lake effect. But yesterday was 80 degrees on the beach, and well, that was a good time.
Holy crap, I got to get a fishing license. This is... He's a powwow. We weren't up there too long ago in Tawas, but that's a definite nice weather, 80 degrees. Supposed to get hosed a little bit today towards the later of the day, so we got in the bees this morning and we inspected 26 colonies, 28 colonies. 26 of them were mini mating nukes. They look like a soda pop cooler, six-pack soda pop cooler. And we were doing a few other things around there before we left. But enough of the old guy weather report and the old guy bee stuff. I was hoping my buddy Phil would get on here because I wanted to discuss a few things with him about the split colonies. He's also a beekeeper. I got him in the radio. He was going to do it anyways. Let me catch some time. Hope I didn't purple crystal the repeater system. But he was going to do it anyways, but I met him at the bee club, and I had a walkie-talkie with me, and it went bonkers, man. Within about a year's time, he was all the way up to an extra. And I said, geez, Phil. Don't make me look stupid now. It took me years to do this.
Well, we got mason bees this year in our backyard. My son would love to start having a bee colony, and we would love to do it too. But we live in the city of Midland, and they are pretty strict about that.
Right, the Farm Act, you can usually run anywhere from 2 to 6 colonies without them giving you any flack. And then the way I do it, that would get you 4 to 12 with the split colonies, and nobody's none the wiser because it's just a colony of bees, right? Even though it's got 2 queens in it, there's ways of doing it, but you can get away with a couple, and they'll let a couple slide, but you don't want to try to run 50. I did that once and got a few people excited. I got like 85 gallons of honey that year, though. I didn't know where to put the stuff. I had so much of it.